Good evening, I'm Cheney Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Sugarcane used to be cultivated in the rich muck west of Fellsmere in Indian River County. In the 1950s, Robert Height worked in the mill where the cane was processed. That experience left him with a sour taste in his mouth, and to this day, he eats honey rather than sugar.
I've seen rats, possums, coons, even big old black snakes in the sugar.
As it's being brought into the plant?
Yeah. When it was brought in, I seen deer parts, snakes, a turtle, and everything. When it ran through the crusher. And, of course, the parts went in there, too.
So, in other words, it was kind of like sausage. If you know how it's made, you're not going to eat it.
Right.
What was your job at the sugar mill?
I was all around the mills. Then I became assistant sugar cooker. They cooked the sugar and made sure it got to the right size and everything. Then they'd drop it and put more syrup in it and recook.
Tell me the procedure. It's in the fields, obviously. It's cut, brought into the plant. Then what happens?
It was crushed. It was put on a big mills, had big, huge rollers, and it went through that and then mashed the syrup out of the cane, the juice out of it.
Did you ever chew on a sugar stalk before it was processed?
Yeah, a lot of times.
How'd that taste?
Good if you're hungry. And I stayed hungry all the time.
What was it like working there?
Terrible. You got to holler at a lot of times. A lot of times you got cussed at. It wasn't a good place to work.
But during the Depression and later, it was one of the only employers around, right?
Yeah.
Did they pay well?
66 cents an hour.
Boy, and you earned every penny of it, it sounds like.
You ain't kidding. But they worked about 12 hours a day during harvest season. But during the off-season, you only worked about 10.
Let me guess, the sugar mill was not air-conditioned?
No way. Far from it. They had a lot of steam in there.
How long did you stay there before you found a job you liked better?
The first time, about 3 months. The second time, about 6 months. The fourth time, I went in the field. And after that, I never went back.
When you really needed a job, you went there a few times.
Right. I mean, desperate.
What did you do in the field?
I run a D4 Caterpillar pulling a disc, plows. Then I run farm on tractors that plowed the cane. During the harvest season, a lot of times I run a train, bringing the cane into the mill.
And that's where you saw the little creatures that got mixed up with the sugar cane.
Yeah, you find everything in the sugar cane, even parts of hogs and coons, and possums, and rats, nice-sized rats, too, well-fed.
Nobody bothered to take them out of the mix?
Oh, no, no, no way.
There was no time to do that?
No time. At that time, it wasn't normal to do that. It was part of the sweetener, I guess.
Two members of Kathleen John's family also worked in the sugar mill. Her father-in-law was a plant manager, and her husband was an electrician and chemist in the lab.
I do know that they had to work a lot of hours, especially during the harvest season. My father-in-law many times would work around the clock without a break.
The sugar plant's been gone from here for decades, since the 60s, I guess. Do you think Fellsmere is better off without it, or was it better with it?
I think it was better with it. What they replaced the sugar with was citrus. The citrus industry then brought in a lot more people. They leave as soon as they get through picking, so I can't really see that it's helped any.
So the sugar mill provided more stable employment?
Yes, definitely.
The Fellsmere Sugar Company was launched in 1931, and the refinery was opened a few years later. After a change of ownership, the mill was closed in the mid-1960s. Listen to past Flora Days shows anytime by going online to WQCS.org. Click on News. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.